Of the show,
Aaron Salazar. What's going on
today? We've got our longtime friend and previous guest of the show, Mike Jameson.
Should call him a fan, actually.
I don't think he's a fan either. He doesn't really listen to the show.
Really?
No, I listen.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
that's good.
Thanks for that. So we're sitting here with one of our biggest fans, Mike Trevison.
Yeah.
And we'll just edit the rest of that out.
Let's blank them all out.
Yeah. In music news, I'm working on a solo album, Divided by His Ends, recording our next album. Behind Space is in talks about another album, and I think that's about it, right?
Mike, you have anything? Yeah, that's it for us, yeah. I mean, do you want to elaborate on anything?
Aaron's got some good beats on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing stuff with, not those things specifically, but stuff in general.
I really like your track with the dude. What is it called?
The Bishop one?
Yeah, Bishop, what is it?
Bishop, look at this. The guy with the Ugandan preacher talking about gay, weird sex.
Yes, if you haven't seen the video, look it up. How do you find the video?
All you gotta do is go onto youtube.com, and all you gotta write is eat the poo-poo.
Oh, yeah. They did that a clip on Tosh.0.
Yeah.
And they eat the poo-poo.
You know what they do? Feasting. Yes. They put their arm all the way in. They have to take drugs so they can deal with the pain.
Fucking Middle Eastern people.
Aaron took that and made a nice, beautiful song out of
really? Oh yeah, sure.
Gotta listen to that,
which also was on my podcast. If you listen to my first episode of Jeff's Room, which I just posted today,
I listened to it.
I
participated in
it. Yeah, you were on it. So Aaron's my first guest, and it's an in-depth look at a puppy enthusiast. Other than that, there's not much other news going on, but always keep updated with following us on Twitter at BehindSpaceBob or checking out BehindSpaceMusic.com. This show, since there's three of us on the show, we've got a guest that'll probably be more freeform, so just jump into currents and kind of take it from there.
Okay.
So, what's currently happening in the world, Aaron?
What's currently? I don't know what's happening in the world. Football season's starting up.
Yeah, Olympics is finally over, too.
Yeah.
Sports.
Limeys. All right, fine. There's an election going on in a couple months. This is going to be stupid.
Yeah.
Across all sides.
Politics.
What else currently do you want us to talk about? The fucking weather's hot.
The Olympics were cool.
Like, I watched some of the Olympics, but it mainly had to do with female volleyball, beach volleyball.
But they made them wear more clothes this time.
But they're still fucking hot as hell.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I saw one thing. I don't even know what it was. Landon said it was handball. I was like, that's not handball. Where it's like water polo, but without the water.
Well, they just hit the ball with the hands?
No, well, it was like a field. Like a soccer field or hockey, you know.
Like lacrosse?
Kind of, but like they had the ball in their hand. So it was kind of like a mix between water polo without the water and lacrosse. They didn't wear pads.
So let me get this straight. There's a bunch of chicks running around with balls in their hands.
This was dudes.
Yeah.
This was over at Landon's house. I just saw it. I was like, what the fuck sport is this? I flash back to 30 Rock.
Dude, they had trampolines on the Olympics.
As a sport?
As a sport. Like, literally, I was at the bar when I saw it because I didn't watch too much of the Olympics, but literally they jump on a trampoline and do, like, weird flips and pirouettes and everything like that. And it's like, and they get graded on it like gymnastics, the floor thing.
Weird. Oh, really? Yeah. That is
but I don't watch any deal, or I watch a little bit of the basketball for the Team USA.
Oh, well, Team USA is going to dominate. Oh, I'll ask you this question.
It's already over. Fan. We did.
Yeah, we beat Spain.
It's over.
No, I know. Okay. I know we won. There was just talks, and I forget who it was. It was some, I want to, like, Kobe or some punk that's on the fucking US team or whatever. Mm. They were comparing them
LeBron.
To the Dream Team.
LeBron.
It was LeBron.
He's a punk.
No, yeah, he's a douchebag. I fucking hate him. Even though he has a ring now, he's still shit.
He's still balding.
Well, yeah.
I watched the opening ceremonies with Mikey. That's about it.
It's romantic.
Yeah, it was we didn't turn the lights on either. But, yeah, it was fun. I mean, basketball was fun. Other than that, I didn't really pay much attention to it. Yeah. Dwight Howard's a Laker now. There's currents right for you.
Yeah.
Go Lakers.
Oops. Now, did you hear about the... I'm good. Did you hear about the rumor or someone trolling online with the article on how the San Diego Padres were being sold to L.A.?
No, I read on the front page of the paper that Padres did get sold.
Well, yeah, they have new owners. Phil Mickelson, and which I think is good because he's a hometown San Diego guy.
Yeah, sure. He's a uni
guy. Hopefully... Oh, you did go to uni?
Yeah, he did.
That's funny. So, the way I see that is hopefully he's going to have some vested interest in the team saying, you know, I grew up watching these guys. I want to see him get back to fucking Padre status. Let's put some money and get some players and stop selling everyone all the time.
Well... We are the Padres, or they are the Padres.
I know, but now that we have new owners, I'm hoping that it wouldn't be that way.
It's baseball.
I know, but we're worse than anyone. Like, we spend, like, $14 million a year on our players, and the Yankees are spending $180 million or something.
Yeah. Well, the Towers was pretty bad. Whoever the owners were. I don't know. I don't follow baseball. The old man sport. Chargers starting up, though.
No, yeah, Chargers, definitely.
But they're going to stink. Maybe that's a self-deprecating Charger fan in me, but... They're going to give me either an aneurysm or a heart attack one of these years.
Yeah, it's going
to
happen.
I'm not sure which one, but one of them's going
to
come.
I think that's going to happen to all of San Diego if they just don't win a championship.
No, it's not even about winning a championship. It's about consistency. Like, we can't, like... Because San Diego as a town is very front runnery, so whenever we start railing off a couple like 5 wins in a row, we start like, we're the greatest team since I don't know the 94 49ers, or then if we lose 2 in a row, it's like we suck. We're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of the 80s.
No, yeah, there's definitely a lot of bandwagoners out there.
Like... It's a nature. I mean, don't get me wrong. Not all San Diego fans like this, but it is a major part of it. And
for sure.
I can't stand it.
Yeah. It's a tourist. Area.
Transplant city, yeah.
Yeah, but even so like, even local, I know locals that are like that too.
Really? So that's just,
yeah. That's just I hate it, but it's freaking self-loathing.
Like, dude, when the Padres early this season, when they're doing nothing, they're like the worst team in baseball. I still sported my San Diego gear. People are like, oh, the Padres suck. It's just like, oh well, I'm still fucking wearing this jersey, no matter what.
Like, I think I'm like that with the Chargers. I'll love them to death, but I'll talk shit. I'll be the first one to talk shit about them.
No, for sure.
But I also love them.
Yeah. But it's mainly have to do, like, you know, some players occasionally you'll be like, fuck that guy, or what the hell is his problem?
It's
coaching and ownership.
AJ Smith, that's the only one that I can see a problem.
Well, it's AJ Endorf. And I just, like, listen back to past, like, podcasts, and they're talking about how there was a big decision if they were going to get rid of him or not. And then, no. They're just like, no, we're going to stick with them.
Jeff, what do you think about this?
Yeah, what do you think about all this,
Jeff? Sounds like sports to me.
You asked for it. There's currents for you.
Jeff, wake up.
So, Mike, what do you think about Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney?
Are we
podcasting? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I ate Chick-fil-A today. How about that for currents?
You had Chick-fil-A?
I had Chick-fil-A, and I did not hate gay people after I ate it.
That's not possible.
I know. I thought about it. It was weird, because I went to the bank to do some stuff. And I, right across the street is a Chick-fil-A. I was like, I'm hungry. I'm going to eat there for pure novelty's sake.
Looks like somebody's at the door.
Oh, let's see.
The song I'm now going to sing you was written during the war years as a satire directed against a small minority of excessive humanitarians who, in my opinion, were taking a rather too tolerant view of our enemies. It's called...
segment of sports talk.
Yay!
For the next 5 hours, Aaron and I will be breaking down the offensive defense of the 2012 Chargers.
So, Ryan Matthews busts his knee.
I wonder how many people turned off the podcast right
now. I thought it was his knee.
It was a collarbone.
I don't know.
It was his coccyx.
Mm.
I don't know.
I twist my coccyx all the time.
It's not like he had sex with an underage girl like LT.
Or headbutt
somebody. Not like Dalian Tomlinson. Lawrence Taylor.
Headbutt somebody like Ocho Cinco.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for that. He's gone. All right.
I named it a fantasy football team.
It started off as a joke, and now it's turning serious, so let's get off sports talk.
I wonder how many people are still listening at this point.
Dude, a lot of people watch sports.
I would have tuned out.
You would have, but not a lot of people would.
Maybe they're asleep, so...
Ugh. And we're in their subconscious.
Up.
Put salt in your eye.
Never puts on air. Let's talk about some TV, movies, music, video games, pornographic films.
Talk about movie.
Candle fragrances.
Have we talked about Dark Knight?
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have. We could talk about Dark Knight.
Let's do it. Let's do it. What'd you guys think?
Honestly, one of my favorite movies. I will still watch it and fucking just be in the story the whole time. I just, even though Christian Bale is kind of a tool.
We are being clear. This is Dark Knight.
Oh, wait.
Rises.
Rises. Yeah, let's not talk about that because I haven't seen it
yet. You still haven't seen it?
I don't know.
We just asked you about... Never mind.
Oh, you've upset Aaron.
Let's talk about Star Wars.
I wanted to, have a conversation without having to worry about spoiling someone else in the room. Let's talk about Breaking Bad.
I'm an episode behind. But we could talk about it so far, vaguely, you know.
No, let's talk about Dark Knight Rises, goddammit.
Okay. Well, we'll speak in generalities. How about that?
I heard what you thought of it, dude.
Overall, I liked it. Like,
you liked it?
Yeah.
And what about The Dark Knight compared to that?
Let me get to that.
Okay.
Of course, when we go against The Dark Knight, it's going to be not apples and oranges, but you have a tough thing to jump over.
Apples and shitty apples.
You haven't seen the movie, so you shouldn't...
Applesauce, bitch.
I don't know, but that kind of meant... I try to take my... Because there was so much hype coming into the movie, you came in with a minus because you were expecting a lot.
Right.
And of course, Dark Knight was such a good movie that it's hard to come back to it. Heath Ledger was such a good Joker. It's hard for Tom Hardy's Bane to live up to that. But I think on an island, out of all the context, I think Bane by himself was a good villain. I think the way they set up backstory overall, not just Bane, but everybody was kind of hazy.
Who did they set up backstory to?
I don't want
to... Is that a spoiler? Like, will that totally give it away?
Yeah.
There's some stuff in there, yeah.
Like, there's stuff more...
Stuff you don't want to know.
Bruce Wayne backstory?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but like I said, we'll speak in generalities. And I think the action was bar none the best that they had. I think it was better than... Even though I just rewatched Batman Begins before I watched Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
I really like Batman Begins.
Yeah.
I think the action of the third one was probably the best. And then Bane was just a good, like, a physical villain. He's not much of a showy, hammy kind of thing with, like, the Joker.
Yeah, well, and he also had I think a big part of it was the voice, you know?
Yeah.
I think you are not expecting the voice that you hear come out of Bane, and that a lot of people like that, and a lot of people really don't like that. So, I think that may be a factor for...
Well, I think a lot of people... Yeah, I think the thing is, whenever they see Bane, they're like, oh, he's not as good as the Joker. Oh, he's not as good as the Joker. Well, yeah, he's not as good as the Joker, because the Joker was a good performance. I mean, how can you look...
Well, it was a good performance, and it's turned into a legendary performance because of what happened to Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Just like the Foo Fighters fans versus the Nirvana fans, you know, it's like, there's always going to be that fight of who's better, what's better.
And then whenever you're dealing with emo kids, that's like an uphill battle.
But as a standalone movie, it by itself, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I know that everybody thinks that they know what Batman's story is or whatever, but the truth is that Batman has been reincarnated multiple times.
It's a comic book movie.
He's, you know, there's been a lot of different storylines, and so I think, you know, if you just take it as it's just a movie and go to enjoy it, then it's worth the watch.
I got a question.
Sure, why not?
Because out of all the, you know, little tiny reviews that I've heard, Bane, Batman, blah, 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 I've never heard anyone talk about Anne Hathaway.
She was good.
Was she?
Yeah, she actually was not bad. Like, she didn't take away anything from the movie. She brought some stuff to the table. She didn't bring anything off the table.
How, like, compared to Michelle Pfeiffer?
Better. She was more understated than Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer was like, I'm going to wear a skin-tight suit and, like, hiss like a cat. kind of thing.
Yeah.
Hannah Hathaway didn't anything like that. She was a quote unquote cat burglar.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like.
So it was more of a suit in disguise versus
the word Catwoman never came up.
And she rarely looked like a cat. It was only that her
goggles
flipped up and they looked like ears.
Oh, really?
That was it. They never mentioned Catwoman at all, really.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, wow. What about Bane? Did they refer to him?
Jimmy.
Bane's
backstory from the mid-90s comics. I forgot the author of it, but they pretty much stay pretty close to that. They formulated it to fit more into the Christopher Nolan universe.
Okay.
But formats like growing up in a prison and stuff like that, they stay to that from the originally, not the Poison Ivy Bane from the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Because Bane was in that.
Was he?
Yeah. He was Poison Ivy's bitch, remember?
Okay.
So he wasn't intelligent. He was all in that one, but this one you can just tell by the voice in the very beginning that they're trying to give him like a very. He's got like almost like a professor's voice.
Yeah. You know? Well, in the original comics, he was Caribbean. But the only thing I had issue with it, which is very slight, because I like the movie overall, is the ending. Not like.
Yeah, I can hear that.
I mean,
I heard the end, like, they were trying to hype the ending, saying it's, like, awesome and gonna be incredible and this and that. And I heard a couple
of reviews. There's two parts of an ending. There's two reveals at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And so, I think, for the most part, the audience liked one of the reveals. It's the second reveal that everybody's really got a problem with, especially the diehard fans.
Yeah.
And it's a continuity error, not even an error.
No, it's dramatic. It's a dramatic backdoor way out.
It's a different interpretation of the story.
Now, you're referring to diehard fans, are you saying, like, the original story in the comic books, or, like, later on when Tim Burton decided to ruin
it? What I'm talking about is, like, comic book stuff and a little bit of some of the stuff that's been in the movies. I think Aaron's talking about the separate
scenario. Yeah, but I see what you're saying. Because I can see what you're saying where the name. See, I don't want to go too deep. Basically, yeah, exactly. There's some continuity things where some names are changed, blah, 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 stuff like that.
Storylines and names. That's
what the one I'm talking about, which I would. Is the other thing.
Yes.
Where it is, to me, it was the easy way out. It was like they were building to a climax, to a climax, to a climax. They had a climax, and then they had another.
But if you know anything about movies, and Travis and you do, you know that in the first 30 minutes of most movies that are like this, these epic big pictures, you know what the ending's going to be in the first 30 minutes because they foreshadow it.
Yeah.
You know, or at least one of two options, and then from there you know that, you know, one of two things are going to happen, and it's like...
True.
To me, especially in this movie, it's so overly foreshadowed that it was kind of a disappointment.
Yeah.
The whole thing that Alfred, and I'm not giving anything away by saying this, the whole thing that Alfred says to him in the beginning, it's overly obvious, especially for Trevison, who studied film, you know, like, he's going to see that. It sticks out like a sore thumb.
You see that in a lot of movies where they'll freaking, you know, randomly show something, or like, you know, a guy will like drop his keys for no apparent reason.
It's Pavlov's gun. I think that's the thing, right? Where they foreshadow something. Like Breaking Bad has this all the time, where you know the pink bunny in the swimming pool, that was the second season.
Mm-hmm. Bear, yeah.
Yeah, the bear. They showed it in the first episode, kind of foreshadowed, sprinkled it everywhere, and then at the end, it ended up being the plane crash.
Right.
So that's Pavlov's gun, like you were saying before, foreshadowing.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Well,
did they replace
Alfred
with Don Cheadle, like they did in Iron Man? Bring him in?
No, but that would have been an interesting choice.
That would have been cool.
Talk
a British accent or whatever. Just
any
like
other movies that you guys have seen?
New ones?
Yeah,
more
new
ones?
Or whatever you've seen lately.
What did I just watch? I just watched Immortals on Netflix.
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, like... You know,
I
definitely saw the 300 look in there, and I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was, you know,
it was
the first couple fight scenes and stuff like that where he's just tearing shit up. I thought it was awesome.
I think the gods fighting was pretty cool.
Okay. Gods fighting was pretty cool, but I did not like the way they portrayed. The gods.
So they're all young.
Or the crazy... Young. No, oh, the youngness... The helmets. The youngness, I can understand. I took a mythology class so I could kind of understand the youngness. Yeah, they stay the same age, they're immortal, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Their costumes and their helmets.
Well, that's I think that's a director's style.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Cell or The Fall or anything like that?
The Fall? Yeah.
It was that same director as The Fall.
Okay, yeah.
So you can see that design aesthetic that he had with the helmets and the weird freaking helmet that Poseidon had.
Yeah.
With it was really weird.
Yeah.
And so this movie's about gods?
Yeah, it's like Greek myth stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Theseus and...
Available on Netflix?
Yeah, I think Mickey Rourke was a little too hammy.
Like, hammy?
He overacted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a little bit.
He was like... He's chewing up scenery. He's like... Yeah. I don't know. It seemed like he did a little bit too much. He did a good job in some parts, but he did too much in other parts. He did a couple little ticks or lines that he didn't have to do. Right. That might have been a byproduct of the script. It might not have been. Who knows? Mickey Rourke's a notorious crazy person, so.
Yeah, that's true. I saw Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. It's on HBO Go.
How'd you like it?
I had really, really, really low expectations because I had seen some of the animation from the original reels. Like, I don't know if I saw like a preview for it or what, but I knew then to not expect too much from it because I knew it was going to be very cartoony and less real.
Yeah.
So this is like the complete opposite of like a Dark Knight, to where they're just kind of doing what you would see in the comic book and kind of playing off of that.
It's really whimsical.
Yeah, and since I didn't know the character or follow the character in the comic books, I didn't know to judge it otherwise, so I felt like it was okay, and it's probably just because of my low expectations of it.
Yeah.
I would never watch it again. But I'm the type of person who doesn't rewatch movies either all that much, so it was okay, but I definitely wouldn't be suggesting it to people.
Oh, yeah, I watched In Time on HBO Go.
That was decent.
What is that?
I like that.
Timberlake. Yeah, did you ever watch Gattaca? Or you ever seen Gattaca?
No.
So it's Justin Timberlake, dude from Mad Men. Shit, who else is in it? The Scarecrow from Batman.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
I'm trying to remember that chick's name.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, she's a good-looking redhead.
Yeah.
Anyways, but it's like a futuristic thing where they have this genetic engineering where everybody stops aging at 25, and then they have a year to live, and they have to, like, currency is time, or time is currency. So you have to, you work for 2 hours, you get 2 hours left in your life, or something like
that.
Along the lines
of
that. Yeah. It was really, like,
futuristic type of...
Yeah, I think, exactly. I think the only drawback I saw, it was very heavy-handed with the allegory stuff. It was very steal from the rich... You know, it's a self-perpetuating system that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer kind of thing.
Preachy.
Yeah, it was kind of like, what was that Christian Bale movie with the ninja guns?
Oh, I like that a lot.
I like that movie, too.
Equilibrium.
Yeah, I like that movie, too, but that had the same issue where it was very preachy or very heavy-handed with their themes.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that kind of took me out of the movie.
Yeah. Well, Equilibrium is one of those ones where it's really hard to believe. And you kind of, like, watch the whole thing, like... I guess it's kind of like a old-school Matrix. If I saw that back when I was, like, saw the Matrix, I would have thought that was...
Yeah. And also, Justin Timberlake was, like, a badass out of nowhere. He was, like, a construction worker than out of nowhere. He knows how to fire guns and kick the shit out of people.
So it's an action movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But, have you ever seen Gattaca?
Yeah.
That movie is the same director, same writer.
Okay.
So you can see that kind of aesthetic as well. Like, the flat lines and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I think it was a step down from Gattaca, because Gattaca is a great movie.
Yeah.
But I think it was a good action movie.
Definitely.
Kind of, they stopped it, like, the ending was like, blinking, sequel, 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 sequel.
Yeah, they do that with a lot of movies that don't deserve sequels.
Allegedly, they did that with Bourne Legacy, which I want to see.
Well, of course they're going to.
I want to see Bourne Legacy,
though. Oh, definitely. But speaking of Jeremy Renner, I just watched, again, The Town.
Mm.
which
it's a good one.
The first time I watched it, I was just like, it was a good movie. And then rewatched it like two nights ago. I was like, dude, this is a badass movie.
Yeah, it's solid.
It's not, because when it came out, I think it was the whole hype thing. Everyone was saying like, oh, it's just like Heat. Like, bullshit. Nothing's like Heat.
Nothing will ever be like
Heat. But, like, it's in the same genre of, you know, bank robbing and stuff like that. It just, you know, that's the only way I compare the two. The two separate movies completely.
Yeah, well,
the
characters
and everything.
Well, I think it's a Heat was a microcosm of L.A., and the town was a microcosm of Boston. I get that comparison, but the level of acting was just night and day,
yeah,
for lack
for
of a
sure.
better term. Because whenever you get a Pacino or De Niro doing the understated performance in Heat, the Pacino doing the overacting, crazy shit,
it's
always good. It's always going to be difficult to go against. But the town would be the Heat of Boston, I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
I
just, like, I was glad Ben Affleck redeemed himself. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I'm saying it again. The movie Gone Baby Gone, it was a shit movie that he got his little fucking brother to act in and play the main character. I've actually read, there's like a 7-novel series.
Is that the Mystic River author?
Mystic River, same author.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not in the same
universe.
Yeah, like Gone Baby Gone was part of like these two private eye detectives.
All right.
That, like, you know, solved crimes and did whatever, blah, blah, blah. But they had, like, yeah, like a 7-novel series. And then he also came out with, like, Mystic River, which was, like, different characters, but still the same setting. He writes about Boston and stuff like that, which Ben Affleck and everyone are from Boston and stuff. So he ruined that movie for me. I was very disappointed, and I was very pissed off at his mind, like, directing and getting his brother to play it, because he doesn't fit that... the character in the book, he doesn't fit his like persona and stuff like that. So to watch the town, I'm just like, all right, you kind of redeemed yourself.
He has a new movie coming out, Argo or something like that. He plays like these Hollywood or these CIA undercover guys who go to Iran to like shoot a make believe sci-fi movie to like get hostages out of Iran.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's coming out in like the fall or something.
He directed
like
it.
Yeah.
That's his next.
And they were talking about him directing Justice League, which probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Justice League is going to be such an abortion
comparison
to Avengers.
They almost made it like 5 years ago.
You can't get Daredevil to direct Justice League.
Well, and they're just going after the Avengers, like, and what, you know.
Oh yeah.
That's understandable, but at the same time, like. Those people know what they're doing. Like, they tested the waters for the past however many years, like, with Iron Man and all those other movies.
Yeah.
And they realize, like, okay, who are our strongest... Who are the dudes out of the group that are selling the most? And then they put them in the movie more than the other guys. You know what I mean? Like, it was a very smart business plan to, you know, make Iron Man kind of more of the focus of the movie and... you know, in order, kind of put, like, who's more popular in the movie more. It was Iron Man, what, 3, right?
Technically, the quote-unquote Iron Man 3 is coming out next summer.
Yeah,
that's going to be sweet.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. I love those movies. They do them well. They're perfect mix of, like, comedy and action. And it's just a good time at the movies versus, like, thinking about everything.
They got that new Captain America, new Thor coming out, too. Should be good.
Now, Thor, that character just... the actor, I should say, it changed, right?
No.
For Avengers?
No, it's all the same.
No, yeah.
Or
it's
the same
all the same dudes, yeah. I saw Captain America for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that's on Netflix.
Yeah, I just saw that. I was pretty... I don't know. I guess it was okay, but I was pretty interested that, like, that's part of the group, because to me, that seems like...
Captain America is the Avengers.
But,
like, comic book wise.
Yeah, well, I know comic book wise, but as far as like the grouping, as far as like the movies go, that one was the poorest one that
really?
I've seen. Yeah, like I wasn't a fan of Thor either. I mean, it was an okay story, but like none of the characters really engaged.
I thought parts of Thor were good. I think all the Asgard stuff.
I had what's her name in it, Natalie Portman.
Yeah, I think the Asgard stuff with Thor was really good. And I thought Captain America was the only... Captain America was good. All the actors were good. The writing was all right. The only thing is that some of the love stuff was kind of jittery.
To me, like, Iron Man locked it down with, like, Robert Downey Jr. Like, they picked the best actor to possibly play that part.
Well, I think they did that. I think they did that with Captain America. Because think of anybody else who could have played Captain America with that kind of...
You know what was really interesting with Captain America is the whole first half of the movie where he's skinny and tiny.
Yeah.
They did that really well.
Yeah.
It's creepy as fuck
watching. He has a big old muscular head and like old skinny body.
Because I saw Avengers before I saw Captain America. So oh, really? I put that out of my brain. I remember hearing about it when it first came out that like that was a drawing point in the movie. And yeah, that like he's all skinny, but... Damn, that's pretty impressive. Like, our technology's gone pretty far.
Yeah.
But then I watch fucking Green Lantern, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Our technology sucks.
Yeah. This looks like the Smurfs movie.
I think the same director of Jumanji directed Captain America.
Really?
Yeah. That's what, and The Rocketeer.
The Rocketeer. Classic.
Rocketeer was great.
Yeah, I just swung by Redbox earlier today. And picked up Get the Gringo.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah, Mel Gibson.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's. I picked it up. I was just like, what was his last movie he came out with?
Apocalypto?
No, it was something...
Oh, the Boston thing?
Yeah.
Edge of Darkness.
Yeah.
I saw that movie.
It was, you know, it was all right.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. But I'm interested to see if this is anything worthwhile. And then I also don't know how I'm going to like it, but I picked up the Three Stooges.
Oh, wow. Let me know about that.
All right.
I can report on that.
Dude, like, I don't know. My parents watched it with my uncle when he was in town visiting. My uncle kept falling asleep. My dad kept fucking waking him up to watch it with him. Because apparently, I heard from them, because they're their older generation, that the movie is based on old skits.
Right.
From, you know, Three Stooges and stuff. So... that's why they were all like, yeah, like, oh, it's going to be awesome. It's based off of the original one, so this should be good. But they didn't like it at all. But I'm like, oh, Will Sasso.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Will Sasso's the greatest.
Yeah,
and if you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. Awesomus Maximus.
I've never heard of it.
Dude, neither have I. Randomly went in the Blockbuster with my ex, searching the shelves. We just see Will Sasso's face. And we're like, what the hell is this? Awesomus Maximus. It's like one of the spoof movies on like 300 and stuff like that.
Okay.
Dude, fucking hilarious.
All right, I'll check it out.
I watched it like, you know, those dumb movies and stuff. Even if they're not that funny, I'll still watch them for a couple good laughs. But this one had great fucking laughs in there.
Right.
Will Sasso is the man, and I want to see him more in movies. Like, I want to hire him to do movies because he's a fucking hilarious dude and no one uses him.
Like, I always thought that guy was, like, the next Chris Farley, but he just, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. His career's been interesting.
Yeah, the Curse of Mad TV.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah. Who's come out of Mad TV?
The most successful person out of Mad TV.
Family Guy.
Yeah, exactly. The lady from Family Guy.
Oh, yeah. Miss Swan.
And then, I guess, what was it? Artie Lang.
Yeah.
He's rich. True. He's rich as anybody.
If you can call that a success.
Yeah, if you stab yourself in the chest.
What, 17 times?
Something like that.
Yes.
Get the heroin out!
Yeah, he'd be Howard Stern's little lackey boy.
Yes, but he made bank on stand-up.
Yeah.
Well, and now he's doing well.
And then, the other guy, the Marvin, the guy his head shot off in Pulp Fiction. He was in Mad TV.
Oh yeah, that's
I shot
true.
Marvin in the face.
Yeah, but that was like a little tiny.
Yeah, but he lives in infamy.
I guess.
Bobby Lee.
Yeah, he's still around. He's mainly doing stand-up stuff.
He's in a sitcom coming this fall. I forgot the name of it.
So he's doing really well if he's a comedian with a sitcom.
Well, he's not
as good as you can get.
He's not the star.
It's like George Mintz, yeah. Or Carlos Mencia.
George Mencia.
George Mencia. It's George Lopez and Carlos Mencia double together.
Yeah.
I never had a problem with George Lopez.
Nope, me neither. I don't think most people have.
I think, yeah, I'm the minority in that. We've talked about it before. I'm not really a huge George Lopez fan.
That's a racism thing, though.
Yeah, totally a racist thing.
Well, he has
nothing to do with his comedy. It's all about the color of his skin.
His comedy definitely rides on, like, if he wasn't Mexican, I'm not sure that his comedy would be very. What am I trying to say? His comedy isn't very diverse.
Like, no, yeah. it's like that. It's like a black comedian that makes fried chicken jokes all the time.
I guess.
Yeah. But he's a Mexican who makes quinceañera jokes.
Yeah.
You know, but. It's something that someone that kind of grew up in some part of that stuff, I find it funny.
Oh, I find him hilarious, and yeah, I did grow up in a lot of Mexican culture, so I do think it's kind of funny, but...
Carlos Mencia is not a real Mexican.
Yeah, no, and he's not a real comedian either.
Yeah. He's not even a human being.
We're gonna
he's
get
just
that
a
over
piece
to
of
now.
Shit. I'm glad he's gone. And no one's, like, on the bandwagon for him anymore. And he doesn't have his show.
You know, I think he still has fans out there, and he's still doing comedy.
Oh, God. Well, retards all around us.
I think I heard something a little while ago about him. He's still doing comedy, but, like, it's few and far between. And, like, a lot of comics, if they, like, they have each other's backs. So they'll let them know, hey, like, Mencia's here. So they know, like, you know, your material is at risk right now.
Yeah.
Be careful.
So why? Because I was weird. Well, kind of speaking on the comics that